Have you noticed that AI can make you feel behind before you've even decided what you're trying to learn?
Completely. You open your phone and someone built an app overnight. Someone automated a workflow you barely understood yesterday, and people are arguing about whether coding is dead or more important than ever.
You were just trying to wake up, but AI leaks into life before your brain has time to prepare.
So the stress isn't just, there's too much information. Gee.
Right? That's the surface problem. The deeper problem is orientation collapse. The map you trusted starts feeling useless, and you can't tell where forward is anymore.
It's not only, can I keep up? It's, what am I supposed to keep up with?
The old learning contract was simple. Pick a skill, practice for years, get good, and trust that it would stay valuable long enough to pay you back.
Now it's, pick a skill, watch the tool change, watch the standard rise, then wonder whether you're learning the skill or yesterday's version of reality.
People aren't anxious because they hate learning. They're anxious because learning no longer feels like solid ground.
And the ground is moving.
It is. One software repair benchmark went from AI solving about 4 out of 100 tasks in 2023 to nearly 72 out of 100 in 2024.
The test changes before you finish studying.
Exactly. The overwhelm has layers. There are too many tools and updates, but every update also asks for attention before you know whether it matters.
Then comes skill anxiety. I just learned this, and now it already feels old.
Then identity pressure. People don't only ask what to learn, they ask whether the person they were becoming is still valuable.
A tool update can feel like a judgment on years of effort.
Because AI silently raises the baseline. Something impressive yesterday can suddenly look basic because the tool raised the floor.
And people compare themselves to the new floor, not to their own progress.
Right? They don't ask, did I improve? They ask, why does my ability suddenly feel smaller? Then roadmaps start feeling outdated before they're finished.
So someone can be working hard and still feel behind because the target keeps updating mid-run.
That's the mechanism. AI doesn't only speed up work. It speeds up the decay of certainty.
And social media makes it worse.
You don't see someone quietly confused for 3 hours. You see the polished demo, the cleaned up thread, the finished app.
Or the student who built something in a weekend without seeing the years of skill behind that weekend.
So your brain compares their public result with your private disorientation. AI makes the ground move, and the internet makes everyone else look balanced while it happens.
That's why everyone else seems to get it. Feels so convincing.
The feed says, here's a useful new tool, but it also quietly updates your idea of what a competent person is supposed to know.
Then the thoughts start. What if I choose the wrong path? What if the thing I'm becoming good at stops mattering?
Those aren't random insecurities. They're the emotional sound of reality updating too quickly.
So is the deepest fear job replacement?
Not quite. Replacement is the obvious fear. The deeper fear is repricing. AI changes what your skill is worth and makes you feel average at something you worked hard to become good at.
Effort still matters, but the target of effort keeps moving.
Exactly. The old promise was work hard, learn the skill, become useful, build proof, get rewarded.
AI damages that structure because people are preparing for a world that keeps rewriting the exam.
And institutions haven't caught up. 71% of leaders would rather hire a less experienced person with AI skills than a more experienced person without them.
Yet many workers are expected to learn those skills on their own.
Which is why just keep up feels cruel. people are being graded on a capability many systems left them to learn in private.
So it actually helps. Chasing every update doesn't.
The people who recover fastest stop treating the feed as the curriculum. The feed creates urgency, not direction.
Then what becomes the curriculum?
Stable capabilities beneath unstable tools. Writing, reasoning, domain knowledge, taste, systems thinking, communication, execution, and judgment. A tool may change, but knowing what to ask, build, trust, and improve keeps compounding.
So instead of asking, what tool should I learn next? You ask a sharper question.
Yes. What stable human capability is this new tool making more valuable? That's the shift from panic to orientation.
Give me an example.
If AI makes basic output easier, judgment becomes more valuable. If it makes creation faster, taste becomes more valuable. If it compresses workflows, directing, integrating, and owning the outcome become more valuable.
So the goal isn't to outsource your direction to AI.
Exactly. Use AI to compound your judgment, not replace it. The answer isn't to chase the moving ground. It's to build a deeper operating system underneath yourself.
And maybe feeling behind isn't always proof that you're failing.
Sometimes it's proof that the ground moved before anyone admitted it moved. Once you see that, you can separate a real skill gap from artificial urgency.
Which means not every update is a command.
That's the takeaway. You don't need to feel caught up forever. You need to stop letting every update steal your sense of direction.